This is a kind of the other side of my talk of last week, for those who were here last week. So I'll start with an algebraically closed field and a smooth projective variety over K. And like this? Okay. So the group I'm interested in has many descriptions. We're going to talk about first 2-1 cycles. So the most naive description is as the homology of a Gaussian complex. We take K2 of the function field of X, and then you go to sum of units over the points of codimension 1, and then go to sum of Z over points of codimension 2. This is also H1 Zariski of the sheaf K2 taken on X. So that would be the way it was seen in the early 80s, maybe by Merkoviev, Slin, Coriot-Helen. But it's also isomorphic to a higher Chow group of Bloch. And finally, it's isomorphic to a group of motivic cohomology. So in this talk, I'm going to use this notation for this group. So what are indecomposable 2-1 cycles? Definition. I write H3 bar of X Z of 2 is the co-kernel of natural map from PX tensor K star to H3 of X Z of 2. This natural map is because PX is H2 of X Z of 1 and K star is H1 of X Z of 1, so it's cap product in motivic cohomology, if you like. So this is a rather mysterious group. Has been studied by many people, so I'll try to write down the names I know, because I'm not very familiar with this literature. So if you want me to add more, please tell me. So I think the first one is Bailey-Son, is Colino, Voisin, Mildendahl. Müller-Stach, also Shuji and Moriko Saito, not together. Yes, therefore it's mysterious because many people have studied it. And maybe others. Right. And so I'll try and give some properties I know of this group. So properties. Well, first it is zero if dimension of x is less than 2. It is a birational invariant. So at least characteristic zero or dimension 2. I mean, it's invariant by under blowups by smooth centers. So maybe there's a direct proof that it's directly invariant, but I didn't try that. And then, so sometimes one can prove that the image of the regulator, so that's the complex regulator which goes from H3 bar of X Z of 2, so what? Yes, Z of 2 tensor R to H3 de ligne of X R of 2, but then you have to divide by what comes from this thing is non-zero. So here I have k equals, or let's say k is contained in C. And that's most of the work of these people turning around this regulator. X is a smooth projective variety. Oh, it's a lot of different things. I think, I don't know the literature very well. I think for Bailinson it's a modular surface. For Colino, I'm not sure. For Mildendal and Flach, it's the square of an elliptic curve, and so on and so forth. And there, in these works, there are Penn-Levy-6 equations, differential equations, which show up. There are lots of studies of... in fact, the only way I know to prove that this group tensor Q is non-zero is to prove that the image of the regulator map is non-zero. So, and another point is that... So sometimes... Well, yes. So, if X is a surface, hypersurface in P3, or the complex numbers, generic of degree at least 5, then, well, the image of the regulator, which goes from H3 bar of X, same thing, well, it's the same as before, is zero, and that's due to Clairvoisin, and it uses Norris connectivity theorem. So sometimes it's not zero, and sometimes it's zero, and it's even zero generically in this case. And there's a more recent Piadic theorem. So for X in P3K, where K is a finite extension of QP, as above. Excuse me? I think this one is non-zero, but I don't think anybody knows anything about this group in that case. So for as above means generic of degree at least 5, then the image of the Eladic regulator is zero for L different from P. And this is due to Asakura and Shuji Saito. So, and yes, then these are the results I know, and then there are conjectural things. So conjecturally, H3 bar of X, let's say Q of 2 is 0 if K equals the algebraic closure of finite fields. So that would follow from the Tate conjecture. For instance, Tate and Bedingson conjecture. And then there's a rigidity conjecture. Says that if I take an algebraically closed extension then H3 bar of X Q of 2 is isomorphic to the same after extension of scalars. And I think the motivation for this conjecture is that this is what happens with the image of the regulator that people can prove. Note that this would imply that H3 bar of X Q of 2 is always countable. This conjecture implies formally this consequence, because X will always be defined over a finitely generated field. So I think this rigidity conjecture you find in a paper of Voisin and also in a paper of Stefan Müller-Stach. And so I think what I'm going to talk about is motivated by this rigidity conjecture, and I would like to let me write the ultimate aim would be to justify this conjecture on arithmetic grounds. And I'll do a step in this direction, but I won't achieve that, which would mean, say, well, if some finite generation conjectures are true over finitely generated fields, but in fact this is not sufficient, then this would imply the rigidity conjecture. We start with a theorem. So there's an exact sequence. Explain the notation. Vector plus H2 of X QP or ZP of 2 to H3 bar of X Z of 2 H3 bar of X Q of 2 0. So when I write Q of 2, it really means this group tensor Q. So this theorem computes the torsion of this H3 bar and also tells you a little about its structure, because this is uniquely divisible. So it's really a divisible group plus some finite group, because one knows that the finite part of this, the co-torsion part of this is finite, and the co-torsion part of this is finite. So let me explain. Yes. So P is the exponential characteristic of K. P prime means prime to P torsion. And, well, QP mod ZP of 2, if we are in characteristic P, is logarithmic, infinite logarithmic Durham bit shifted. So S mu S of 2, and to put it in degree 1, I guess.
Where is Thomas?
That's correct. Okay. So, sorry? I write it as usual in algebraic geometry. It's minus one. Sorry. Okay. Excuse me? Yes?
There will be no second time.
No. Just the power group. So I just want to fast and to say I'm able to compute completely the torsion, but the interesting part for me is this one. And so the method is one which one finds in an old paper of Collier-Tellen. Which must be called K2 cohomology and torsion in second Chow group or something like that, where they almost get this. It should be in their paper because it's really obtained by the same method. So the ingredients are it's called K2 cohomology and the second Chow group. And one could say that it's inspired by one proof of by Bloch of Reutmann's theorem for torsion zero cycles. And so the ingredients are the Merkurius-Suslin theorem plus the Lin's proof of the Riemann hypothesis. So I'll try to sketch it quickly. So first, what do they get in this paper? So they get an exact sequence which looks like this. So it's H2 et al of X Q mod Z of 2, then H, so in the paper it would be H1 of X K2, so this is really H3 of X Z of 2. And then, well, I'll write H3 of X Q of 2, and then it's like that. So it's very similar to this one, except that there is an H3 instead of H3 bar. So what's the point? Well, their proof uses K cohomology computations at the time, But now we can reformulate it in terms of motivic cohomology. So I'll try and sketch it in terms of motivic cohomology and the Bedingson-Lichtenbaum conjecture in weight 2. So you have, if I take etal motivic cohomology, I'm going to get exact sequences like this. Hi etal x z of 2 tensor Q mod Z, which goes to Hi etal of X. Ah, I forgot to say what is Q mod Z of 2. Well, for L, it's a direct sum of QL mod Z of 2. For L different from P, this is just twisted roots of unity. And for L equals P, it's this guy. So you get exact sequences like this. Which is just, this is just an exact sequence which comes from Z of 2, Q of 2, Q mod Z of 2, right? And it uses the at P it uses the work of Geisler and Levine, which recognizes etal motivic cohomology at P equals 2. And then by Bedingson Lichtenbaum in weight 2, Hi to Hi etal with coefficient Z of 2 is an isomorphism for I up to 3 and is injective for I equals 4. Right. So we can replace these etal cohomology groups in some range by ordinary motivic cohomology groups, and we are interested in I equals where is it? Ah, this should be a 3. So I'm interested in I equals 3. Right. So this one is just the No, actually, I'm interested in I equals 2 and I equals 3. Because I equals 2 connects with the torsion in H3. Right. So for I equals 2, I can tick off etal here and also here. Right. Now, this has used the Mercury-Susteen theorem, and the Weyl conjectures appear here to say that for weight reasons, so let's say that this map alpha I, image of alpha I is finite for values of I at most 3 and 0. The weight reasons are that I'll just sketch it in 30 seconds. You can descend over a finitely generated field. Your x is defined over some finitely generated field, and then there's a Galois action. Right? Then you can argue by weights. So this is really a discrete Galois module. And this instead of doing tensor Q mod Z, I could use L-adic coefficients. So this is I. So without the 2, it's weight I. And with the 2, it's weight I minus 4. So when I minus 4 is not 0, you cannot have a map from a group of weight 0 to a group of weight non-zero up to torsion. So it has to be, this image has to be finite. So that's the proof. That's a summary of the proof of their theorem. And the point is that when you push a little further,
you find that this works very well for this
in that case. So a corollary.
Yes, but in fact you don't need a specialization. You just need.
They actually show that the LRD cycle map from the physical module to the particle module is the LCC has image in the fourth.
Right.
And then hence the Q L mod DL.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's their proof.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it's just because the action of Galois on this LRD cohomology group, the corresponding elliptic cohomology group, has to be, the fixed points have to be finite. That's why you use specialization for this one, not for that. Anyway, so corollary is that if B2 minus rho is bigger than zero, so B2 is the second Betti number of X, and rho is the Picard number, so the rank of Nemontovery. Then H3 bar of X Z of 2 is non-zero, and in fact is infinite, has infinite torsion, because this B2 minus rho is the co-rank of the any L primary component of the Bauer group. And this condition is equivalent in characteristic zero to a PG equal, strictly positive. So I cannot say anything on this group, but at least I can say something on it, on the torsion of this group. Okay. Excuse me? No, I just I didn't prove the theorem. I explained their proof, and to get this theorem, you have to play with exact sequences. You have to involve this and see what goes on. And this is the kernel of this map. So I don't remember. I think they proved either that it's torsion free or that it's divisible. In fact, it's uniquely divisible. So you have to fuss a little more. Not very difficult. Okay, so now I would like to approach this group differently. H3 bar of X Z of 2 differently. So I will relate to some invariants, some other invariants of X. So T2 of X when X is a surface. I will explain T2 of X later. So DM. And also unramified, Barashan motifs. So let me start with T2 of X. So here, so if X is a surface, then let H of X be the Chow motif of X. With rational coefficients. Then there's the Chow-Kunet decomposition. Into a direct sum of Hi of X. So Chow motif with Q coefficients. From I from 0 to 4. So
done by Laura. If I take LID cohomology of X, these projectors will act on LID cohomology and will cut exactly the H eyes, right? Or for any vague cohomology, not any classical vague cohomology. And then further, there's a further decomposition of the one in the middle into an algebraic part and a transcendental part. So I did this with Moreau and Pedrini. So if you like, the first one corresponds to H cohomology of X is direct sum of H I of X. And this one corresponds to H2 of X is isomorphic to, so let's say, this means I'll take QL for instance. QL isomorphic to Néron-Séverin group of X tensor QL plus something else that is called the transcendental part. And which is the orthogonal complement of the algebraic part under the cup product for LID cohomology. And so the point is that you can this decomposition is algebraic. So T2 of X, the LID realization of this is this. And I should also point out that this group is the Tate module tensor Q of the L of the L part of the Brauer group of X. Maybe I'll write it. So note this is TL of Brauer of X tensor Q. What's the relationship of this refined Chow-Kunet decomposition with the indecomposable 2-1 cycles? Well, Chow correspondences act on motivic cohomology, and so they act on this group, the H. Where is it? This H3 of XQ of 2 without the bar. And so I can write HI of M H3 of M Q of 2 equals, let's say, image of H3 of X Q of 2 if M is a direct summand of the motif of X, where pi M is the projector defining with image M. And so I guess this is theorem 2. Theorem 2, H3 of T2 of X Q of 2 is, well, it's isomorphic to H3 bar of X Q of 2. And the proof it's by exclusion. I don't know any better proof. So it means you take H3 of X Q of 2, so this group,
and then you write it as a direct sum corresponding to this decomposition. Then there are some simple terms that you can compute. Some of them are zero, and some of them you recognize. And when you have finished, what is left is this isomorphism. Not very nice, but it works. So,
what it means that the image of the cartoons is a direct sum in H3?
Yes. So, in fact, to do the computation completely, I also have to compute H4. H3 and H4. And so, where does it? I think. Yes, you see, there will be the image of peak X tensor K star in this, which sits in. I don't say that it's exact, but approximately it's exact. It's exact tensor Q. So this part comes from one of the other pieces. This part comes from one of the other pieces, and I can tell you after if I try to justify it here, I will get into a big mess. Sorry, because it also involved the H4. That's why you have to do it carefully. And actually, this is justification that this group is a birational invariant of X, because T2 of X is a birational invariant. It's a proof without using blowing ups. Excuse me?
It works for surfaces only.
This works for surfaces only.
You said that it's birational invariant in any case.
Yes, because just when you compute a blow-up with smooth centers...
Well, that I understand, but I understand that you want to...
Absolutely, yes. There might be an argument a la Fulton, you know, to prove that, but I didn't try. So, where am I? Yes. So what's the use of this? Well, I want to go further, and I'm going to send char motifs. So to Rogowski's category of triangulated motifs. So I guess I want to take directly the large one. So this is effective. So what is this category? It's category of complexes of Prichy of Mihnevichi with transfers with homotopy invariant Kornoulli sheaves. And when I write Q, this means I should really write tensor Q, which means that I take the same objects, but the home groups are tensored with Q. And then, yeah, this functor usually doesn't have a name, but it's convenient to have a name here. One thing I didn't say is that there's a Poincaré duality on the motif of X, when X is a surface, and it induces a polarization on T2 of X. So there's an isomorphism. T2 of X dual is isomorphic to T2 of X of minus 2. And so here, my phi of T2 of X, I can think of it as a complex of sheaves. I should have gone through. Okay, so I put GM. I don't want So in the geometric category of Wojewódzki's motif, where there's GM and there's no F, I can write this isomorphism, and so this is going to be phi of so dual phi of T2 of X of minus 2 of minus 4, and so this gives me that this computation says that H 3 bar, right, H 3 bar of X Q of 2 by Poincaré duality is H minus 1 match of K with values in phi of T2 of X. This is really the spectrum of field which is even algebraically closed and and tensor Q. So this is just the H minus 1 of this complex, right? And note that if you look at H0, well, this is isomorphic to the Albanese kernel. This we did in the paper with Laura and Bedrini. And for H bigger than 0, this is 0. Now I can do something, which is to use a realization functor. So I want to introduce a covariant Eladic realization functor. So it's going to go from dm minus of K tensor Q to, well, very simple category. It's the derived category of QL vector spaces. K is algebraically closed, so I don't want to fuss. I'll call it TL. So it's just to sketch it, it's induced by sending a sheaf F to, so I take values of F on K, mod L to the N, and I take this inverse system. Then you can take, you can find flat resolutions in this category, and this defines for you a functor TL. In fact, this should be VL. There's a functor TL, which goes to the derived category of ZL modules, like this, and I just tensor this functor with Q. So that's my realization functor. And I had my functor phi going from effective char motifs. Here, and I better put it here. And of course, I have another realization functor which goes to graded vector spaces over QL, which is given by just the Eladic cohomology. Here, I'm going to write Eladic homology because I take the covariant version of the which are so. By definition, L-adic homology is the dual of L-adic cohomology. Right. And here I have the functor, which goes from this category, to, which is just taking cohomology. Right. And so the proposition is that this diagram is naturally commutative. So, is this trivial? I think it's not trivial. I'll give a proof. At least a sketch of a proof. There's a theorem of Suslin and Voivodsky, which says that for any Y smooth projective, in particular, the singular homology of Y with coefficient Z mod L to the N is isomorphic to the Ital homology of Y Z mod L to the N. And so this isomorphism commutes with the action of Chow correspondences. So this gives the proof, this constructs this natural transformation. I mean, you do it on finite level, and then you pass to the limit. So this means that if I want to compute the L-adic realization of some Chow motif, I can be fancy and pass through Dm. Right? But I can, once I apply this functor phi, I have more objects here. I have the homology sheaves of phi. Right. So what happens if I compute first h lower star of t2 of x ql? Well, I just find, by definition of t2, h2 transcendental of x, right? But this is also H2 of, well, the there was this computation, so I guess this is H, it's H star of VL of phi of T2 of X of this one, right? And this computation, and by, so by theorem 1 and 2, implies that this is also isomorphic to the same group. Ah, what I want to say. L of H minus 1 of phi of t2 of x. If I take the h minus 1 homology sheaf, and I find the same thing. Because theorem 1 told me that the torsion in h3 bar of x, the h2 is the Brown group, its Eladic realization is H2 transcendent, and this is computed like this. So I get, should have written this in the last part. So this is really an isomorphism. And so I think this is the main point of my talk. This implies that VL of HI of phi T to of X is zero for any I different from minus one. So in other words, it's quite striking. You have this complex of sheaves with transfers. It has an Eladic realization. And this Eladic realization is fully concentrated in 1 degree, which is H minus one. Actually, this would give another proof of Roydman's theorem for surfaces. Because you remember that the H0 is T of X, so if the Eladic realization of T of X is zero, it basically means that there is no torsion. So you have to. I mean, it does, except that I should really write it correctly. And if you really want to, this doesn't give a self-contained proof of Roydman's theorem, because it gives something like the torsion of T of X has finite exponent. Then what you can input is that T of X is divisible, which is elementary. This is Bloch's remark that it's generated by the image of Jacobians of curves, for instance. If you input this, you get a proof of Roydman's theorem. It's quite, but it's a funny game, because you play with torsion and it moves around. Make a comment about H minus 2. So how about HI of T2 of X for I less than minus 1? Well, I have computed H minus 2, and what I found is that it's kernel of H 3 what H 0 of X well okay H 0 H 2 of X Q of 2 to H 2 of C Q of 2, where C is in X is an Ampere curve. Then Bennington-Soulet conjecture. Implies that HI is zero for I less than minus two. And actually I guess that this H minus two is also zero. Basically for torsion reasons. Because it's same argument says that if you define it correctly, I mean without having small denominators, it's uniquely divisible. So now I have 7 minutes. I'll try to come back to a situation where I don't censor things with Q. Or Q. I don't introduce small denominators to have the Charles-Cunet decomposition. So I said that this group is Barashan invariant. So I should be able to compute it in terms of the Barashan motive of X, but I don't know how to do it. So I'll compute it in terms of something close, but it's only the Barashan motive of X in dimension 2. So so back to integral coefficients. So I would like to try bi-rational motifs to get some formula for this group without denominators. So one idea would be to get an integral version. So one idea would be to get an integral version of T2, and this would be in the etal category of this category of Voivodsky with the etal topology, and this can probably be done using what I've done with Luca Bardiagiali with a complex of one motifs, but I haven't tried, so I'm not going to talk about this. So that's only for dimension 2. So in general, so now dimension of X is again arbitrary. And K is only perfect. I relax the assumption that K is algebraic closed. So I want to look at this complex T, which is internal home of the motive of X, coefficients mapping to Z of 2, sorry. Dm minus effective of K with integral coefficients. So this is a motivic complex, and there's an associated birational complex, which is by definition, I don't know if it's a definition, but the formula is the cone of Horn of Z of 1 C twisted ones to C by the unit or co-unit map of the adjunction. So when you compute, you find that this is the cone of Horn of M of X Z of 1 twisted ones to Horn M of X Z of 2. So I'm this new at most zero of C. That's the zero slice of the slice filtration on C. This is also isomorphic to the birational motive of X if X is a surface. And so with Annette Huber, we have computed the higher cohomology sheaves of this guy. We get HI of U at most 0 C is 0 for I bigger than, I guess, 4. I'm lost. I guess it's 4. It must be 0 because of the shift. And H0, so if I evaluate H0 of U over the H0 of this, I find char2 of x extended to the function field of U, where U is the smooth variety over k. Right. And so theorem 4 maybe is theorem 3 that h minus 1 of k this complex mu 0 of c is given by the following formula. So it's h3 bar of x z of 2. But I have defined this group only over an algebraically closed field, so I will give you what comes out of this. It's a co-kernel. The only natural thing, possible natural thing, take peak of xl tensor l star, where l describes all finite extensions of k. Then you can go to the same thing with H3 of XL Z of 2, and then you norm down to H3 of X Z of 2. Okay. So maybe I should have written this later. The theorem is that this group is isomorphic to this co-kernel, and this gives the right definition of H3 bar of xz of 2 over a non-algebraically closed field. And I'm short of time, so yeah, I'll just put a conjecture, which is H3 bar of x z of 2 verifies Galois descent. I'll stop here. I computed it over an algebraically closed field.
But we can do and it there any field. Well, I mean, I computed the torsion in H3 Fk z of 2 over any field without any restriction. So I did
yes.
It with the quotient, but when you factor out the image of Picard and the k star, probably you can take that into account.
It's tricky, and I've tried to do that. And the problem, I don't want to give details, but let me explain what is the problem. You have the Bailey-Sun-Lichtenbaum conjecture, which is, it's related to Bailey-Sun's talk last week. The situation is quite annoying because this conjecture is formulated in such a way that it makes sense for every variety, right? So that means if x in a smooth variety, maybe y, because my x was smooth projective, then if I take com of m of x z of 2, which maps to, so I can take the com in the Étale category, go down back to the Nisnevich category and then truncate, so up to let's say 4, and then this map is nice. And nice is very imprecise because it tells you that it's an isomorphism up to degree 3, and in degree 4 it's an injection, but it doesn't say much. Now suppose that I'm in a worse situation. I have something like that and another situation which maps to this one, and I take the cone. Then out of the Baby-Lichtenbaum conjecture I'm going to get some information, but I'm constantly losing information. So that's the problem I'm meeting to haven't got around this problem completely. Partial. There's no. I don't know any triangulated version of the Baby-Lichtenbaum conjecture.